What's going on, you Pennsylvanian penis pullers? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair!
I'm Gleep Glop, that's Floop-de-doo, and that's a nice hiney right there.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
Nah.
No. First of all, it's going to last maybe 18 months because she's standing in front of a fast food joint. Come on.
Is that an In-N-Out burger? I think it might be. Mm-hmm. And then after she's done there, she's going to go back home and call Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray Ray for a little more In-N-Out.
Well, it's the California date code is In-N-Out squared. You get In-N-Out, and then you go home and get In-N-Out.
Welcome to Cuckafornia, Stan, I guess. Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers. But we do have a story for you today from a gentleman who prefers to be known as Oliver Clothes Off.
All right,
maybe
Oliver.
I should speak in a Z's accent. Oliver Clothes Off. Hello, how are you? Well, no, I'm not married. This is just 10 line. I like to keep a rubber band when I go out in the sun. For my man bun.
For my man bun.
Don't ever get a man bun. Or the neck pillow, as we call it.
Yeah, literally, if you're going to have long hair as a dude, you might as well wear a t-shirt that says, kick my ass, just hold the handle with an arrow pointing up.
If I twist this just right and stick a key in your brainstem, can I open your skull?
You are a sad, strange little man.
I'm throwing you my story. I hope it will help someone. It started 22 years ago. I joined the Army about a month after I turned 17. 98 on my ass fabs with a 142/144 GT score. So very smart, but incredibly naive with a white knight drive to save the world and all the women in it. I enlisted as a 74G. MOS was merged and reclassed as a 25B last time I checked. I was raised Latter-day Saints / Mormon.
Oh, God.
Make sure you clean those gold plates after you eat off them.
Oh, my God. Enough of Mormons.
And was about as blue-pilled as you can get. My dad was a middle school janitor who worked nights, so except for weekends and summers, I was basically raised by a single mother. That never goes anywhere good.
No.
Explains the blue pilling. As a result, I didn't really date in high school. Self-esteem issues stemming from being dirt floor poor with bad teeth and thrift store clothes along with very thick curly hair that looked like ass and I couldn't do anything with it. That's when you just buzz it, man.
That's right.
Just buzz it. That's the cheapest haircut you can get, and mommy can do that at home.
You can do it yourself.
In between visits from the postal worker and the milkman, of course. Did you ever notice you look a lot like Henry? Nah. Nah, that didn't happen. He only delivers milk. Well, it looks like milk. Joining the Army did a lot for this. Got rid of the hair entirely, fixed my teeth, got job training when there was no money for college, and the GI Bill. Essentially, it rebuilt me as a functional adult, although it didn't fix some of those core self-esteem issues, and my inexperience with the opposite sex meant I didn't know what red flags to be aware of, so I was hung up on external validation that I ended up going with whoever would say yes.
Unfortunately, that's really common for dick thinkers.
And the children of single mothers, especially.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this guy technically wasn't raised by a single mother, but as he said, he might as well be. If your most consistent person trying to teach you the ways of the world is the emotional thinker who will put her hand on a stack of Bibles and lie through her teeth about what women really want, you're setting your kids up for failure. So,
yeah, it's terrible. The expectations that I was exposed to was insane. My mother was like, yeah, you got to be the gentle giant. Yeah, you got to do this. Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit, that's a long list.
Yeah. And obviously that list of things that women really want worked out so well for you. Mm. Always consider the source, ladies and germs. I was stationed in Pennsylvania in 2000 and eventually ended up dating my ex-wife, henceforth to be known as Grendel, or the Troll.
The Troll.
A fugly, but easy, single mom.
Here we go.
Who had gone to Catholic school, but her parents refused to pay her tuition her senior year, so she had no high school diploma.
That's an excuse.
That is a lot to unpack right there, just that one sentence. Yeah, Catholic schoolgirls, unless they really embrace their faith, they embrace something else instead, and it's usually shaped like a cucumber.
Well, I mean, I graduated from Berkeley High School, and I heard all kinds of stories about the girls from Shrine.
Oh, yes. You want to see me eat this hot dog? Not especially.
Well, it all depends upon the context.
I can tie a cherry stem with my tongue. That's fantastic. Can you change a tire?
Yeah, three spices that go in spaghetti.
Some red flags I missed was a physically abusive dad with an explosive temper that she'd picked up. Mm. And she had been molested by her brother and cousin. So you married into a family of Democrats?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Ooh, this is going to go bad.
Now, people like this, they only have two outcomes. They either continue the abuse cycle, or they actually get treatment and attempt to live a normal life, but they're constantly going to be fighting with this every step of the way. Or you could just join the Democratic Party, and then it's my fault.
You made that up.
Did I now?
I never met the brother, because she knew I would have killed him. That's typical male response. Mm-hmm. On our second date, she said she didn't have any food at home, so I took her grocery shopping.
Oh, my God. How many goddamn red flags? You're walking on the mines on the minefield.
He's already put on the uniform of Captain Save-A-Ho, and he's off to the races. Over $300 worth of junk food and spray butter that she drank from the bottle? In $2001 dollars. So nowadays you're talking like $450, $470,
yeah.
Something like that for... Bro.
Well, listen, it sounds like she's a piece of work. She's pulling the pin on the fat grenade.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, that's it's all going to go right to her ass. Just like her prior boyfriends. She'd given her parents partial custody so that they could get her daughter on their health insurance, and she was a drone at a fast food restaurant. So I'm sure her skin looks lovely, too. She came down pregnant, and I did the right thing and proposed.
There you go.
Oh, you're raw dogging a single mom.
She's a single mom.
With more red flags than a Chinese laundromat.
I was just going to say that.
This can only end Hollywood.
It's not going to end well.
She said yes. Mm. And as I was set to go back to Gordon to reclass, 74G was being merged with 74B. And had orders for Germany afterwards, her parents filed for custody. The troll thought she could use the JAG office for help with the custody fight, so we rushed the wedding. Oh, God. And then found out that, no, they only deal with criminal cases, and
that's
our
right.
Income put her out of the pro bono range from mid-pen legal aid. And, of course, on an E-4 salary, we couldn't afford a real lawyer.
Nope.
Well, you can guess where that put us.
Mm-hmm.
So she talked you into rushing the wedding.
To use the JAG, which won't even represent them.
Which you could have found out had you just gone down to the JAG office and been like, will this work?
Or you just go to your fucking first sergeant and go, hey, first sergeant, I'll try to get married because, you know, my soon-to-be wife wants to use JAG to sue somebody. Like, what?
And the whole time that you're getting that explanation to first sergeant's hand, it's just like, I can't not do it. What the fuck are you thinking?
Actually, my facial features would be like this. No, do go on.
God,
do
man.
Go on. Oh my God.
No wonder you called this red suppository.
You're getting it rhino style, boy.
This is these are rhino pills going right up your fourth point of contact. Additionally, she didn't track any of the deadlines or court hearings because, you know, adulting.
Yeah.
And her parents were granted a summary judgment that gave them custody of her daughter, ironically named Justice.
Justice!
That was the beginning of the end. She blamed me. Of course. It's not her fucking up the court dates, not keeping track of things, not encouraging you to ask basic questions before signing contracts that only she benefits from.
No, I can't be any of that.
But I was basically stuck. In 2003, I was getting out of the Army on a fat boy discharge. Grendel wouldn't leave the area because of her daughter. Mm-hmm. I was on a stop loss that would have forced me to reclass with no reenlistment bonus and a 6-year commitment, which would have put me at 11 years in. And at that point, you might as well stay for 20.
That's right. Once you go over 10, just ride it out.
Just ride it into the beach. So I went on the Twinkie diet and got out. Honorable discharge.
That's a big Twinkie.
So you got fat on purpose?
Well, no.
Just to get out of the Army?
Well, he was married to that bitch who was drinking butter. What do you think was going to happen? It's called the marriage phenomena. You got a fat wife, more than likely you're going to have a fat soldier. What? I've had to battle this phenomena my entire career. That's just... You find it hilarious.
It's not funny
to me because I've seen it so many times.
I'm just like, there's no other way out of the situation.
Going to the commissary. What are you getting there? Twinkies are half off. I got 1,400 Twinkies to go until I get discharged.
I ended up getting a civilian job in the same department at the same desk. The pay wasn't significantly better, but it was steady work, and I liked my coworkers. When I was out processing, my grandfather died of a stroke.
Oh.
God rest him. And I wasn't able to make the funeral. I did manage to fly out the following week, however, with my oldest daughter, who was about 15 months old. You had more than one child with this woman? This hog beast who drinks spray butter? Bottle.
I mean, that's a Wamalo or a classic Dependipotamus move.
I mean, I've heard of more cushion for the pushing, but you're talking about a whole pillow shop if she keeps drinking all this butter. Ugh, Twinkie diet. While I was gone, she was, wait for it.
I already know.
Partying it up with her friends. Hooked up with a guy from out of town. I didn't find that out until the divorce from one of her friends. Mm-hmm. And trashing the on-post housing we were in.
Again, that's very common.
I mean, you can see why this is a strong, empowered, modern feminist marriage.
Yep.
She assumed that the Army would clean it up and she wouldn't have to lift a finger. When I got back, she turned up pregnant once again.
Oh, no. You need to get some DNA done on these kids, bro.
Yeah, how many of these kids are yours, man? If you got three.
Statistically speaking, one isn't yours.
She proceeded to make my life a living hell.
No.
No.
I don't know. It's just sounding like so red trashy to me.
I know. Trashing your own post housing. I mean, her own parents know that she is not fit to be a mother, because they took custody away from her.
Yeah, that should be like the biggest red. That should be the atomic bomb of red flags.
Yeah, that should be a black flag. Every weekend, we would drive down to her parents to pick up her daughter, and she would nap most of the day while I took care of the kids.
Mm.
But don't you dare discipline them.
That's right.
You're not the real father. My stepdaughter, finding out the Dependipotamus was pregnant, asked when my oldest was going to live with Grandma and Pop-Pop, because that's what happens, right?
Oh, my God.
See, this
is... That is bad.
That is really bad. I took physical, emotional, mental, and sexual abuse. Because I was a guy, we were supposed to be tough enough to take it all, and I was raised to never hit a woman. Some things you just got to outgrow, bro.
Yeah.
Like the tooth fairy.
That is not sounding good at all.
Over the next few years, we had two more daughters for a total of three. She told a mutual friend, Jim, that she only had the third one to get more child support from me in the divorce.
Oh, yeah.
But women never, ever think like this, right?
No.
They don't legit plan ahead to ruin the life of somebody that they stood up in front of God and everyone and took vows to take care of that dude and love him unconditionally until he dirt darts. No, they would never, no. ever do such a thing. It's a conspiracy theory.
This is getting bad.
Getting? This has been bad from go.
Like, literally, he's making all the mistakes.
All of them. Every single one of them, man. Like, this is up there with that Death of a White Knight story. Now, if she divorces him, and then she tries to sling back, and he says yes, it'll officially be worse.
Yeah.
She also played Jim against his wife, pushing them towards divorce, and did the same thing to her parents, bringing up anything and everything their spouses did to see what would cause outrage and garner sympathy. I know women like this.
Yes, this is fucked up.
That's why that phrase, I'm not sure who said it first, women keep women single, 1,000% true.
Absolutely.
So when she filed for divorce, she could make it hurt as much as possible. My friend went to marriage counseling and realized what the troll had been doing and kept listening to her, but gathering information instead of being manipulated.
Mm.
Her parents were not so wise and wound up getting a divorce.
Wow.
Smell that strong feminist energy.
What a toxic woman.
Meanwhile, I'd been working multiple jobs almost the entire time since I got out of the military, 70-plus hours a week, had a D&D night once a week that she disrupted every time by starting fights and almost turned me against the one hobby I had to look forward to, while the house was left a pigsty and the children were plopped in front of the TV so she could play online all day and draw. What? Okay, I hope this is just a joke and it's not real.
Okay.
My Little Pony Prawn.
Oh, God.
No! Oh, please, God, no!
This woman is doing all the things that adults are supposed to do, right? Blame everybody else when they get caught doing vile shit.
Yep, it's always somebody else's fault. My Little Pony.
Sex, when it happened, was about once a month, and it was as enthusiastic as it could be when she tells you, when we have sex, I just want to get off, then you get off of me.
Wow.
And you guys aren't together, why? It sounds like perfect marriage.
Oh my God. He fucked up right from the beginning.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, before you even played Hide the Tip, this was doomed. Things have been going downhill for years. No, really? When just shy of 5 years together, my friend Jim was hospitalized with pneumonia. He'd broken three ribs coughing. Shit. That's pretty violent. And was in rough shape. When I went to see him, he told me bad things were coming. But he had been sworn to privacy and was very serious about his sense of honor and the value of his oaths. He told me in a roundabout way that I needed to take a close look at what was going on in my house. Grendel had moved a female friend into the house for weeks at a time while I was working 70-plus hours a week.
Wow.
You ever taken two pairs of scissors and just... I'm not alluding to anything.
The scissor kicking?
Money had been vanishing from our bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's building up a stockpile. And to quote Christopher Titus, I was a victim of identity theft, but I knew the thief, and it was my wife.
Mm.
She'd been putting money away to run away to be with an 18-year-old kid that she'd married in an online message board and had been doing webcam strip shows for him along with several other people.
Oh, here we go.
Well, this is just a beta testing version of OnlyFans.
Wow.
It's hard to quantify all the fucked up shit she did, but... Here's a quick list.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if I'm prepared for this.
All right, hang on.
Yeah. You just kick your feet up and get comfortable.
This is the strap-in position. All right, let's do this.
This is bad, right?
This is bad, right?
This is bad.
This is bad. I'm going right for the viaduct.
She became a witch, not a Wiccan, because she couldn't work with other people to be part of a coven.
No. Coven sounds like oven, man, and that's just, it doesn't work.
Ask me why she became a witch.
Why'd she become a witch?
Because her Catholic priest told her that her cat wouldn't go to heaven. Only dogs go to heaven.
Oh, my God.
They made a movie about it. Therefore, it must be true.
Really? This is insane.
Well, dogs are inherently loyal, you know, and loving creatures, whereas cats, they wait until you leave the house, and then they piss in places that you won't find it for years.
That's right.
Scratch up your furniture. Mm-hmm. Set booby traps for you. I mean, cats are the epitome.
I hate them.
Of everything that goes to hell.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you have cats and they're outside cats, fine. I just don't like them in the house.
She was a complete narcissist and couldn't keep a friend longer than a year or two. That is one of the biggest red flags of all.
It is.
If she does not bring friends into your relationship, there's a very good reason for that, and usually it's because they don't want a lifelong friend exposing their track record mm-hmm. of narcissistic behavior. Basically, as soon as they figured out she was using them for everything she could and never gave back, like an emotional black hole, they would drop her.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to kill me a few times with witchcraft.
Oh, my God!
But... is so terrible with it that she was the only one hurt. Our car flipped going to take my oldest to ballet practice. The youngest's car seat came out of the base and landed upright on the roof of the upside-down car, and Grendel ended up with glass and gravel road rash on her arm as the only injury.
Well, I guess I had that one coming.
Don't mess with that shit.
Yeah, she needs some road rash up here to match the road rash down below, if you know what I mean.
But, you know, you don't mess with black magic. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Yeah, it's the same reason why, like, the first time I saw a Ouija board coffee table, I'm like, nope, never coming in my house. The whole time I had a sense of peace that everything was gonna be fine.
You're an idiot. No.
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 It's not gonna be fine.
Dude, you are like, you come to a fork in the road. Now, what would be the absolute worst decision I could make? Ah, there it is. You do that like every time in the story.
She's stockpiling money for a divorce. She's trying to kill you with black magic. I mean, those two by themselves would be enough for most men to be like, all right, I'm out.
This is comedy gold, bro.
You factor in everything else, especially the My Little Pony prawn and the fact that her own parents won custody of her first kid away from her. Holy hot damn.
That's it right there. That's the big what the fuck thing right there.
This is really like, this is full cuck, simp, mangina, bitch brain. It'll be fine.
No.
Wow, man. Captain Sabaho wants to get promoted to full bird colonel or some shit. And it's still going.
Oh, my God.
Another time, she wanted a new couch. Fuck your couch. But my pet ferret's cage took up too much room in the living room. So she ran it through the dishwasher to kill it and make room.
Oh, my God.
So now we have pet killing. Not that you would know anything about that, allegedly.
Allegedly. Wow.
She put holes in the walls of every place we ever lived, and anytime she'd get upset, she would destroy something of mine. Is she Italian or Mexican by any chance?
Wow.
It didn't click for a long time because I'd stopped thinking of stuff as mine or yours, but as ours. All right, dude.
All right. She's in it for her, and you're in it for the family, and she's abusing you.
I want to know what your mom was really like, because I'm going to tell you right now, just being told that women are the prize is not enough to rewire your thinking me to put up with this shit. Your mom was a toxic bitch, and you need to come to grips with that before you make mistakes like this again.
Oh, yeah.
That is so mean.
She put a hammer through our TV. and used it on her wedding ring, which I foolishly had the stone reset and gave it back to her as an anniversary gift.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
He's trying to do the right thing. And he's just getting waylaid.
For all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons. He's just getting waylaid.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Another one?
She tried to arrange to be gang raped by a neighbor that was a swinger and tried to get Jim to arrange something as well. That would have been perfect for her because aside from fulfilling a screwed up fantasy that I wouldn't, it would give her an excuse to cut off all sexual contact from me because of her trauma. And I'd be the bad guy if I ever complained about it. Not that anybody ever lied about a gang rape.
No, that never happened.
Which resulted in the Supreme Court legislating from the bench and millions of dead children. No, that never happened.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people who would read this story and think there's no way all of these things could come from one woman. Some of this has got to be made up. But the more you know, the more you realize this is not outside the realm of possibility.
Yep.
That's how screwed up we are. One of the biggest problems that we have in society isn't just women. It's men willingly relinquishing their power.
Yeah. Listen, you need to keep your power. Men, it's your masculinity, and literally men are getting to be age of 18, and they get their manhood by default. Yeah. They've done nothing to earn it. They don't know how to handle it, respect it, or even use it.
She had joined the Mormon church.
Oh, my God. The witch?
Be gone, devil!
Because she realized that the Mormon church were incredibly giving, and she could milk them forever without ever having to lift a finger.
Yep.
Sounds like our government. And while all this was going on, she used the lessons she'd learned from driving her parents to divorce to badmouth me to anyone who would listen and make me out to be worse than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao combined while gaining all the sympathy they could offer. Sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Women do this. When they're getting ready to eject, they want to establish a record. So they will spread vile shit about you to anyone and everyone who will listen, down to and including the tellers at your bank. Ask me how I know.
Well, and another reason they do this is to justify their upcoming bad behavior.
Oh, that's exactly it. It's that they're padding the record.
Yep.
So that when she leaves and destroys his entire existence for the coming decades, she's justified. And there's a lot of people who would say, yeah, Yas Queen, you go, girl. He deserves it because of all the horrible things that you told me he did that I never verified. Oh, wait a second. I'm thinking that's dangerous. Maybe I should go burn a J.K. Rowling book instead. While still practicing witchcraft, she did this. She was no expert in destroying a man, but I beg to differ.
Yeah.
There's plenty of help online for screwing men over completely, even in 2006 when all this went down. I found out about everything, or at least started peeling the onion layers back 3 days before my youngest turned 1 year old. I'd been beaten down by the abuse, exhausted by it, and by being extremely overworked. I had no refuge, no place to claim a little peace.
Mm-hmm.
My hobbies were non-existent, and she'd done everything she could to make me hate them by associating them with constant fighting. And I just hadn't seen what was plainly right in front of me.
Listen, my ex did the same thing with my D&D night. I had one every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And it was always a big hootie-doo.
But how he could not see this right in front of him, it just reinforces my belief, I think, that his mom was a real winner.
She had to have cooked and booked his thinking meat.
Because the only reason why a man would put up with something like this is if it felt normal.
I'm not going to say wrong on that one. Wow.
That's why people who have been abused tend to continue abuse cycles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are not even really aware that they're doing it. But because it feels normal to them, they recreate that sense of normalcy, even though it's fucked up beyond repair.
So they have a permanent soap opera running in their head that says, beat me.
Pretty much. I can't leave him. I love him. When I did and realized I wasn't going to be part of it anymore, she called the police and got a PFA, protection from abuse order, on me. In most, if not all, states, that requires nothing more than an accusation, and it's an automatic 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
There's that male privilege working for you again. Mm-hmm. It was delivered while I, still very broken, was bringing home a couple of bags of groceries that I had the officer deliver, which I think won him over to my side pretty quickly, not that it made any difference. Mm. I'm sure you know the PFA does several things. Firstly, it removes you from the home. Secondly, establishes her by default as the primary custodian of the children. Thirdly, it shows up on any police check while it's active and immediately makes them think you're a piece of shit. It also establishes a minimum distance you have to stay from them at all times, just like a restraining order, removes your right to own firearms, etc., all without trial or evidence or assumption of innocence.
That's right. That is some bullshit right there.
Has this ever happened to a woman?
No, probably never.
I could guarantee you, if you were to do a gender split, race be damned, not even part of the equation. If you were to do a gender split on these protection from abuse orders and see how many of them were passed and honored, if you had any for women, I would say probably less than 5%.
Yeah.
I would guarantee it.
I mean, I've talked to hundreds of guys in the past, 10, 12 years who literally were stripped of everything based on accusations alone.
You as the dude can answer the door after calling the police for domestic violence covered in cuts and bruises. She could be standing there holding the machete. If she points a finger at you and says it was self-defense, you're going to jail.
That's some old bullshit.
Then I went on the warpath. About fucking time.
Yeah, goddamn.
I was able to get a lawyer who dealt with the PFA. I signed it without a plea, no guilty, innocent, or other, and didn't want to deal with the troll anyway. So not having contact with her was no issue. Not having contact with my daughters, however, killed me.
Yep.
As soon as possible, we got the standard agreement set up. Wednesday evenings and every other weekend. It is the standard.
Yep.
I also started printing off everything I could. Her text messages to her husband message board. Pages of her flirting with anyone and everyone who would respond. Her My Little Pony prawn. I showed up at my lawyer's office with an excess of 400 pages.
Wow!
And when the court ordered a custody evaluator, I brought him copies along with transcripts of text messages she'd sent being shitty to me. Mm. I was in constant contact with the guardian ad litem from the court, got my girls into daycare on post so that I could see them twice every day before going home to an empty apartment to stare at walls. Yep. I'm just glad she didn't have the foresight to go after my security clearance. But I suspect, A, she didn't know how. Well, yeah, she thought JAG could help you in family court. And B, didn't want to interrupt the flow of alimony and child support. I would say the latter is more likely.
Yep.
You chose a real winner here, bro.
And you know what? The thing is, these young guys today, this is very common. Jesus.
That's why we read these stories and we encourage you guys to send them in. Because no matter how dumb you think you were, trust me, there's somebody out there dumber.
Yeah, there's a bigger dumbass. We should have a competition.
The dumbass contest.
Yeah, the big stories of the biggest dumbass.
That'd be a great live stream.
We should do that.
Who's the biggest dumbass? <Ba-ba-ba-da>. You win self-respect and a slap upside the head because we're poor.
You win a cleansing slap upside the head. There we go.
She had gotten evicted from the trailer we lived in and had moved into a shelter where she was in danger of getting kicked out for fighting with the other residents.
No. If I had found this out and I was going through this crazy stuff, I would get statements from the shelter about her anger and how she was fighting other people.
Absolutely.
And I would use that to fight the PFA saying,
yeah,
This violence is ridiculous. She's the one that was doing it.
Exactly.
All I was doing was running away and ducking and dodging.
Yeah, I mean, this is just an amazing set of coincidences. It's also a good reason why you want people to use the correct bathrooms, because when you send an abuser to a shelter for abuse victims and they pull this shit, guess who's making it worse?
Yeah.
One Wednesday, after going to the park, my oldest said, "Daddy, I want to live with you. Mommy beats us."
Oh, no.
What were we saying several times over the last 10 years about women being 2.5 more times more likely to murder their own children?
I know.
And they're the primary instigators of child abuse in most cases.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let's just keep pretending like giving women custody 85% of the time is the best interest of the child. My heart just broke.
Oh.
She knew enough to not leave bruises. That, again, is a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. But I immediately called the guardian ad litem, and I told him what I had just heard. My daughter was 4, though, and I couldn't get her to open up to them about what she had told me. Turns out there was an inspection at the shelter, and Grendel had failed badly.
Ooh.
She had then turned on the children and beaten them as badly as she could without leaving marks that could be used against her.
Wow.
Remember, 85% of the time, she wins. I had slept at my office for a few days when it first happened, and then my boss opened his heart and doors for me while his wife was in the hospital dying of rheumatoid arthritis.
That's a bad way to go.
That's a really bad way to go.
Holy shit.
I have so much respect and love for that man, for what he did, and what was one of the worst times in his life that I can't ever properly thank him. When the hearing came around, she still hadn't signed the divorce papers. The guardian ad litem came out on my side, and I wasn't really expecting it. I had my boss and coworker, who I was good friends with, testify on my behalf, and to her surprise, Jim. Jim was permanently disabled with 3 crushed discs.
That's a bad injury. Holy crap.
But he had a genius-level IQ.
Yeah, winning.
So Grendel had used him as her own personal therapist, telling him everything about what had been happening all along, all of her own fucked up history, desires, etc.
Oh my God.
She wasn't attracted to him. He was built like Brendan Fraser in The Whale, but he wasn't judgmental and always had good advice. He ripped her apart once he got on the stand, and it was beautiful to see. And rounding out the trouncing, based on the documentation I'd provided the custody evaluator, the personality test, and his own observations, the custody evaluator recommended that she not even be given overnight visitation.
Wow. Listen, this one, that caught me by surprise right there.
Wow. Well, yeah, considering some of the shit we've seen.
Oh, my God.
Resulting in children being killed.
Yeah.
Permanently maimed, nearly decapitated. Yeah.
Mr. Pink. It happened in Macomb County about 10 years back.
Yeah, Mr. Pink took it in the stink from a Macomb County family court judge who refused to accept that women are just as evil as men.
Yep.
Men might do crime more, but women do crime right. In short, I was given majority physical custody.
Good.
And she got the one afternoon a week and every other weekend.
Yeah.
Which she still spent the majority of napping and ignoring the kids. Napping. She's probably...
recovering from little booger sugar.
Yeah, or on her computer, you know, back in her little, you know, chat apps, trying to talk to 18-year-old kids.
I mean, literally, if this guy had used administrative violence, he could have destroyed this woman inside of 4 months.
He was so blue-pilled, though, I don't think that even if you had given him the kit with a step-by-step instruction, which is available in the link tree down in the Meat Gazer box, he wouldn't have listened.
You're probably right.
Because even when he was in full tilt Stockholm Syndrome mode... it'll be fine.
I'll just stick it out for the kids. I gotcha.
3 years later when I moved, there were still people coming up to me at church to apologize for taking her side when we split.
Mm.
Yeah, these are the same people who are like, well, you know, I always knew it was kind of a scam. I mean, the masks never really worked.
Yeah.
That's funny because I have pictures of you wearing a mask in your car by yourself. Thank you for looking out for my health. 300 miles from my current position.
Yeah, listen, and people that do that, you don't need them in your life.
Narcissists. Just
take it with a grain of salt and move on.
Yeah, virtue signaling to make up for an utter lack of virtue. It sucks when you're a quiet, shy introvert who doesn't talk to people, and she made full use of people not knowing anything about me to tar and feather me publicly. I got a job as a webmaster for the VA Medical Center, and my income increased from $35,000 to $60,000.
All right.
Not bad if you can get it. In Biden's America, you're still in poverty. Sucks. Meanwhile, I heard from some former coworkers at my part-time job working at the Walmart deli that she had gotten a job as an associate for the glory hole, but had been fired. Gee, I wonder why. I mean, she has just the best personality.
Yeah.
She's never harmed a living thing.
There you go.
They were doing a store redesign, and she was setting up a display, sitting on her fat ass when a man in a suit walked up and asked her to get up because it looked unprofessional the way she was doing it. Well, yeah, I mean, if the display is sitting there in shambles on the floor and she's drinking spray butter out of the bottle.
That could be a problem.
A little bit. Grendel told that guy exactly where he could stick his opinion and what she thought of a rando interrupting her work.
He's a manager or owner or something.
Turns out he wasn't an assistant manager, nor the store manager, not even the regional manager.
Oh, shit.
He was the Walmart vice president.
Oh, well, you want to talk about fucking up by the numbers.
Who had come to check on the progress of the redesign. She was walked out by security on the spot.
Yep.
Sometimes living well is the best revenge. And for the guys out there, remember to document everything and stay angry. You have to keep that fire lit and burning hot, or you will get buried in the court system. Even then, your odds aren't great. But if you're angry and motivated, you can get a lot more done than rolling over and letting women and the courts victimize you.
100%.
I'm glad you finally woke up, but...
It took you fucking forever, man.
It took you way too long.
God damn.
Wow.
Man, that was just painful.
Shit, man. Even in my most blue pill thinking days, I wouldn't have put up with half of this shit.
Oh, my God.
So, and, dude, you know, like, I got to know, Oliver Klozov or Olivier Klozov, we want to know what the fuck was up with your mother, man. Seriously, your home life must have been completely fucked for you to think this was normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad.
And listen, you need to get a DNA test on all your kids, bro. I'm just telling you right now, something in this whole equation is not adding up, man.
I mean, at this point, his kids are approaching adulthood.
Uh-huh.
If some of them haven't already crossed, you know, the 18 line.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've already been their father. That's not really going to stop, but...
But you'll know.
You will know... And it should give you some peace of mind because it's pretty obvious she was doing the deed behind your back with other dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's definitely not the kind of person who would insist on protection.
The woman he's explaining here is like the typical barracks whore from Fort Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally, it's on post Wamalo, barracks whore behavior.
The only thing that could have made it worse is if she slung him back and he accepted.
Yeah, oh my God.
In that respect, I think Death of a White Knight still kind of edges out a lot of it. But this is right there. This isn't a distant second place. It's up there happily on the podium with its silver medal of shit.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, I mean, if he would have called in and got her a DWI at least one time, the whole story would have been a lot shorter.
Yeah. Or at the very least, you could have called for a sanitation inspection for her job at the glory hole. You're supposed to bleach that out before you put the next cock in. Whatever, don't tell me what to do. Send in your stories. We want to know who out there is the biggest dumbass. We could do a whole stream on it.
That'd be a damn good show.
Should we do a StreamYard for that? Just like open up the phone lines to anybody who wants to call in and tell us their stories?
Well, yeah, we could do something similar.
Yeah, you don't have to activate your camera for said stories. It could just be your voice. You can give yourself a pseudonym, whatever you want. But I think it could be an interesting show.
Yeah, or you just type them up and send them in. We've all bought a ticket to the Dumbass Bowl.
Yep.
Every one of you has.
Every single one.
So come on. A lot of times the stories are hilarious.
Yeah. Especially because looking back on it now, you're like, man, if I knew then what I know now.
I know.
In the meantime, ladies and germs, you need to be watching out because sooner or later, this woman, she's going to get so desperate, she's going to send you a postcard to sling you back, and we all know where the return address is.
Stop.
We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.